Where'd all the elk and muleys go? David Sparks, Sportsman Spot. I've hunted mule deer from the Colorado Rockies through the mountains of the Northwest and heard credible reports recently that the populations of these magnificent animals have been seriously compromised. Mark Warnke is the co-owner of a service called Got Hunts, and he's an avid professional big game hunter. During a recent conversation, I asked him a question.
Supposedly there's a decline in mule deer, and a couple of things come to my mind. One would be wolf depredation, the other would be habitat declines. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I don't know whether it's going to be very politically correct, my opinion. I think both of the things that you're saying are having an impact, but coming from a guy, and I've killed 4 200-inch muleys with my bow. So I've hunted them everywhere they've walked. I've spent 15 years chasing big muleys. It's my critter's specialty. Been on the cover of Trophy Hunter, been on the cover of Eastman. Where good muleys exist is where good management exists. The whole reason I took up bow hunting was so that I didn't have to see a guy on the next hill. I didn't want to go in and hear gunshots ringing off every hillside when I was hunting, because I don't like to share my woods with a bunch of other human beings. There's so much pressure, and the way they're managed, I don't think that we're managing our deer well, especially disacknowledging wolf depredation, loss of habitat, and the die-off of 92-93. Those all have huge impacts on our population.
Hunters, get some wolf tags. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.